This is Yes Presents Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm Sonali Kolhatkar, Racial Justice Editor at Yes Media. You can find this program at yesmagazine.org, watch it on Free Speech TV, and listen to it on community and independent radio stations nationwide. A new documentary called Plan C shines a light on the urgent work done by reproductive justice activists to get abortion pills into the hands of those who need it. In light of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the Roe v. Wade precedent and growing conservative backlash to the abortion pill, the film's message is timely and powerful. We turn to Tracy Droz Tragos, award-winning filmmaker. She's also the director and producer of Plan C. Welcome to the program, Tracy.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first, let's talk about the network of activists themselves that you centered this film around. This was work that you covered in your documentary that has gone years back, I understand, almost a decade back, right?
Well, I started following folks in this particular network in 2018. I met Francine Coiteau soon after Kavanaugh was appointed to the Supreme Court. And so that's when it really began for me in earnest.
And who is Francine Coiteau?
Francine is a public health expert. She was on the team that got Plan B over the counter, and she set her sights on abortion medication once things got more and more dire. Of course, you know, even before Roe was overturned, access was an issue and continues to be an issue all over the United States. So Francine's vision, with many others, her partners, was to supply abortion medication over the mail to whomever may need it through online provisioning. She worked with providers in the Netherlands and also here in the United States.
So the idea is that now that depending upon which state you live in, you may or may not have access to abortion. Those who get pregnant, and for various reasons need to terminate their pregnancy, can do so through medication rather than going through a surgical procedure. That's been true for a while. The FDA, I understand it, has approved of this medication. So this is a safe and effective way that actually not that many women even knew about, I understand, until the Supreme Court decision. And so it's also very practical and easy to send out in the mail. You can't send somebody an abortion procedure in the mail, but you can send them pills in the mail. I mean, this sounds a little bit like underground drug running, though.
Well, I mean, I think the idea of telemedicine in general was not very mainstream until the pandemic. And once the pandemic hit, I think there's much, much more understanding, both in the mainstream medical community and in, you know, people on their own, that medication that you are going to take on your own in the privacy of your home, with doctor oversight and guidance, is perfectly able. You know, what is the difference between going to a pharmacy and picking up pills or walking into a doctor's office and picking up pills? These are, you know, this is medication that will be delivered privately, discreetly, safely to your home. So I think more and more people understand that there really isn't a need to medicalize something that, you know, folks will take on their own anyway.
So why have people mail these pills out? Why can't those who need an abortion, a medication abortion, simply go to their healthcare provider and get a prescription?
Well, I mean, because in some states it is restricted, especially with the overturning of Roe, with the Dobbs decision. Some states are choosing to make this medication illegal because abortion is illegal. But of course, on the other hand, this is FDA approved medication. It's safe and effective, safer than Tylenol. The FDA approved it 20 years ago, over 20 years ago now. So, there a lot still needs to be resolved in the courts. But in the meantime, for people who can't wait for the courts to decide what's legal over this state line or over this state line, there are states that have shield laws that are protecting the providers in those states. So there are doctors and nurse midwives who are able to practice telemedicine legally in their states and ship abortion medication to states all over the country. So that's where, you know, in the United States, that's where someone in, you know, Texas who maybe can't go to their provider there in the state of Texas, they can receive care from doctors outside of Texas.
So let's watch a trailer of your documentary Plan C before we get into this network of it's mostly women who send these pills around the country. Here is a short preview of Plan C.
I wouldn't lie to you, they got a pill that you can take after you get pregnant and it will automatically abort the child.
At the beginning, it was just trying to make clear that these pills existed, that they were safe, they were effective.
Abortion pills are available by mail. It's a thing.
And of course, people said, you can't do that. That's illegal.
There is no longer a federal constitutional right to an abortion.
If I can't get an abortion, I'm gonna kill myself. And then she hung up the phone.
We all went to the post office just now to drop something off. Sounds like candy and or beads.
Go to this website, send money through this portal.
My brain went, just go buy black market abortion pills.
Mobilizing is really hard when you're scared and you're censored.
I get frustrated by everybody trying to follow the rules instead of what really needs to be done.
I'm not going to be stopped or hindered by the law one way or the other.
Like we're running a drug cartel in order to help people.
A lot of our work is in letting people know that the supplies that we send, they could get arrested for them.
And when you hold those packages,
it feels like a revolution.
So let's keep moving on. More states, more patients, more doctors.
I feel like the Wizard of Oz or something, because I'm still behind everything.
Our biggest goal is to get the word out about access in the red states.
Station a police officer at my mailbox. I dare you.
We are not going to become more quiet. We're going to become louder.
And that's the trailer for the new documentary, Plan C. Its director and producer is my guest, Tracy Droz Tragos. She's an award-winning filmmaker. Tell me about this network of women. What is it that motivates them to do this work that they're doing that feels quite risky?
Well, I mean, I took heart and was inspired as an independent filmmaker, you know, sort of working outside of the studio system. These are individual people who know within their hearts that folks are going to need care and are struggling to access it. And they stepped up. And, you know, they're regular people who, you know, work from home or, you know, have dogs that they need to walk or cookies that they need to take out of the oven. Many of them are parents themselves, but they've had enough. And so, you know, that for me as a filmmaker, and I hope audiences will also take away that it's ordinary people who have said, you know, we can't rely on our lawmakers anymore. We need to rely on ourselves and we are going to be the change that we want to see. And they're doing things that are, yes, that are risky, but they're doing things because we are in a public health emergency right now.
And they're risky because, of course, it's supposed to be a doctor that sends prescription medication to patients. We have a medical system that's regulated rightfully, but then we also have this competing issue with the legal overturning of the abortion precedent. And so depending on where you live, you can't get a prescription. And so how is this network accessed? How are, you know, people around the country who need abortions to even know that they have this option and they can contact somebody via Plan C's website and actually get medication mailed to you?
Well, the one thing I would like to say is that these are all doctors and nurse midwives. These are all people who are you know, within a mainstream medical establishment, able to mail pills. They're just doing it in ways that are in a legal gray area. And they're saying, we're not waiting for permission for someone to say, you know, it's completely legal to do this here in this way. And again, right now, after the fall of Dobbs, they have some protections, whereas they have been doing this before they even have protections. But the best way for people to reach these very reliable, you know, folks and trustworthy folks is by going to the plancpills.org website and indicating where you live. And based on where you live, you'll either receive care from a doctor or nurse midwife within your state or from outside of your state. But everyone will be a licensed medical provider.
So it is not as underground or illegal as some on the right are contending it is. It is a group of women who have basically decided to operate, you know, ask for forgiveness before permission just because of the state of emergency that we're in. Pregnancy stops for no one, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. And, you know, there is so much misinformation out there. In addition to saying that, you know, these are, you know, there are different networks, and this is an example of one network that is out there providing this care. I'm sure some may be doing it completely, you know, person to person, and everyone needs to tap into whatever resources right now might be available to them, because it is a dangerous and scary time in terms of access. But the thing to know, the misinformation that, you know, I hope the film can also fight against, is that this medication is FDA approved, it is safe, it is effective, and so not to be afraid of you know, these pills. So if you can get your hands on them, you should be safe. And the thing, unfortunately, that folks need to also be mindful about, depending on where you live, is criminalization.
So let's talk about that. Give me a sense of the determination that these the women in this network are, you know, express that they, there's an anger that you feel coming from them about the societal control to and the societal desire to control the bodies of women, right?
There's no medical basis for it, certainly. So this is, you know, what is the basis for it? And there is someone in the film who asks, you know, if it was even about money, if it was even profitable, but it's not that, it's about control. And, you know, the thing about abortion medication is that it is, folks are able to take it early in a pregnancy. And so, you know, the notion that this is something that people are going to do, you know, late in pregnancy or is really false. I mean, if folks can get access to abortion medication early in their pregnancies, you know, this should be, you know, folks should be excited about this, because it really is an option that that makes so many other options, you know, obsolete in terms of having to travel, in terms of having to go to a clinic and all of the rest. So yes, there's an anger in this network that this medication has been largely withheld, and that there still is so much misinformation, and there are so many fake clinics that are trying to delay folks accessing care. And, you know, it's hard to fight against that.
Now, there is an effort to make this access to this pill illegal nationwide as well, right? And I'm wondering whether you think that these women who are part of this network are expecting that and are moving forward, you know, because it may not be technically illegal or underground yet, but there may come a time when it might have to be.
Yes, yes. I mean, and it has been, you know, I've been following this, the work of this group for several years now. And laws are often passed somewhat capriciously, where they're told they can mail, they can't mail. And this group perseveres no matter what, because they know they're on the right side of history and frankly, science. So, you know, depending on how the Supreme Court may rule, when it may rule on abortion medication, they're going to continue to do this work. They show no signs of stopping. I mean, honestly, the majority of Americans believe in this right to bodily autonomy, to privacy, to being able to terminate an early pregnancy, you know, as they wish, no matter what the circumstances. And so, you know, the work of this network will continue. And, you know, it's a shame that the United States is unlike all of the other countries. There are 19 countries that have abortion medication approved. Some of them have it over the counter. And yet here we are saying that it's not safe, even though it's been approved for 20 years and trying to restrict it even more.
Tell me about the efforts of this network of women to just get the word out that such abortion pills are available. I mean, they've resorted to some very creative ways, including sticking QR codes on the mirrors of bathrooms and, you know, just straight up billboards.
Well, there are places like Texas that have these egregious laws, draconian laws, where, you know, vigilantes can sue people for aiding and abetting in accessing, you know, any information about an abortion. So the Plan C organization got creative and they made stickers that can be put all over in bathrooms and subway stations and, you know, wherever folks are, and they're very, you know, need to be unpregnant. They're very discreet. They chose not.
Unpregnant.
Yeah, they chose need to be unpregnant.
Amazing.
They chose to not use the word abortion in that particular campaign because, you know, again, they want it to be as accessible as possible for folks, and if clicking on that is less scary in an environment like Texas, the better. And that's part of the you know, the uphill battle that all the folks working around access to abortion medication have to fight against, is just being able to get the word out that these pills even exist. If you use the word abortion in a Instagram ad or a Meta ad, often those ads get pulled because just the word abortion is censored. So there's so much just censorship, misinformation, you know, and the other side of it that needs, you know, to be talked about is that for the folks in places like Texas, they also need to know who to talk about it with, who to, you know, that they are procuring these pills and who not to talk about it with. And so that's part of the information sharing as well, that, you know, don't tell everybody because, you know, there are laws out there like SB 8 and the aiding and abetting law that, will criminalize folks. And so folks need to also know their rights and how to be digitally secure and, you know, sort of criminally secure, even if these pills are safe and effective medically.
I imagine that there's a sort of a dynamic between conservative Republican-run states and Democratic, you know, blue states that I imagine the need for these pills is much, much greater in the red states. And that, you know, is this network of abortion pill delivery basically, you know, pills from blue states to red states?
I mean, that's what it has become. Certainly there are providers that are providing within states, and there will always be a need in rural parts of states, no matter where you live, for this online provisioning and mailing of pills, because access, you know, even in the Central Valley in California, can be very tricky. But the increase in orders to red states is grown significantly. The last I checked in, there are 8 providers in blue states, and they're each providing upwards of 1,000 pills per month to red states.
Well, finally, Tracy, give out a website for the documentary, where it's going to be showing, how people can watch it. And also, you know, if there's a sense of maybe there's a healthcare provider listening who wants to join in and do something concrete about the impacts to reproductive justice.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the network needs to grow and we need to be unstoppable because, of course, the need will always be there. People will not not have abortions. They just might seek out, you know, unhealthy and risky ways to do it. But we're excited that the film is going to be released in theaters many, many, many places across the United States on October 6th. So, you know, look out, go to plancmovie.com. We'll have a list of all the screenings and where to get tickets. And if you don't see it in your community, just ask your local theater because we're adding screenings every day. So we're excited that it's getting a pretty wide release for an independent documentary.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today, Tracy. Good luck to you with the film.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
My guest has been Tracy Rose Tragos, award-winning filmmaker and the director and producer of Plan C. That's the name of the documentary we've just been discussing. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar, racial justice editor at Yes Media and host of Yes Presents Rising Up with Sonali. You can find this program at yesmagazine.org, watch it on Free Speech TV, and listen to it on community and independent radio stations nationwide. Our audio podcast can be found at iTunes and Spotify.